It's the Blake and Eva Show. It's Coast 93.1. Would you be okay if your boyfriend did this for your friend? There was a big debate on Twitter about it. The friend, and they're in their 20s. I think they're both 21. They're from Indiana. Let me see. Okay, so the 21-year-old named Abigail, her boyfriend found out that Abigail's friend she dumped her boyfriend after she found out that she'd been cheated on. So she was kind of down in the dumps, right? Abigail's boyfriend. Abigail's friend.
Right.
Abigail's boyfriend bought flowers and sent them to her to cheer her up. And Abigail tweeted about it, and now it's gone viral. It's like, okay, if my boyfriend bought another woman flowers, like, that would be weird, you know?
Did Abigail tweet that, like, what a lovely thing he did? Or she's wondering?
Well, the thing is that the tweet was like, oh, when your boyfriend buys flowers for your friend because she's down in the dumps. And some people take that as, ooh, he shouldn't do that. And then other people go, oh, that's so sweet. 7-9 Coast. My only thing is buying flowers is always a romantic thing, right?
Well,
unless you're in a play or something.
I mean, why didn't he send it from both of them?
Yeah, that's true. That's weird.
You know, we're thinking of you.
Why didn't and what is the friend doing? Why isn't the friend cheering her up? Why does the boyfriend have to do it? You know?
The fact that he kind of left her out of that message kind of made it feel singular versus, you know, we as a couple care about you.
One woman, and this tweet has gotten like 100,000 likes. Said, yeah, my boyfriend will not be giving my best friend flowers. I mean, I think most people who call are going to see on the positive side and say, I think that's nice.
Mm.
No?
I don't know. And, you know, I use a lot of my friends' husbands for stuff.
Did we get that clip?
Oh, God.
We're going to use that clip for something. I use a lot of my friends' husbands for stuff.
I mean, it would be
I don't know what that means.
Well, I mean, like, to help me do stuff, you know, like, right. They help me independent of my relationship with their wives. But I can't imagine even Bobby, who I'm so close with, sending me flowers that didn't involve Pam.
Right. Wouldn't that be a little weird?
It would be a little weird.
7-9 Coast. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Chelsea,
what do you think?
It depends on what's on the card. Yeah, I sent my best friend flowers, and, you know, if my husband did, it might be okay, but it definitely depends on what is written.
Yeah, I don't know if there even was a card. The card is not part of the picture, so that's the mystery.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point. Thanks, Charles. 7-9 Coast, if you want to weigh in here. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Kim.
Okay, Kim, what do you think?
So, I think it's wrong, but to certain circumstances, if you find the card from them, how long they've been together, the girlfriend and the boyfriend that broke up. It's just, if he left her out of it, then it's definitely wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the tweet. I found the tweet. It says, my best friend was cheated on by her boyfriend, and my boyfriend bought her flowers just to show her that she deserves better than a cheater. He knows if he's dating me, he's dating my friends.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
I think it's weird.
I don't know. It's
7-9 Coast. Thanks for calling, Kim.
Yeah, bye.
So, yeah, see, I don't know. It's like a lot of how you feel about it depends on your history with, you know. Like, hey, good morning. Who's this?
Melissa,
what do you think about the boyfriend who bought the girlfriend's friend flowers?
So I think too many people are overthinking it, for one. And I think the tweet was a little too vague. Like, it doesn't say whether she had anything to do with it or not, or if she was at work, or it doesn't give any further details. Like, my husband is the first one to, like, go console any of our friends, even if it's one of my friends that's a female, if, you know, they're down in the dumps, and I wouldn't think anything of it because we have that type of relationship. And, like, with the comment about flowers are always romantic, I don't think that's true either. I mean, like you said, please, congratulations, graduation.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you're
true.
In the hospital sick, people buy flowers. I personally hate flowers. My husband knows not to buy me flowers because if flowers are supposed to represent love, flowers die. So does that mean all love dies? Don't buy me flowers.
Okay, you're the one reading into things now. Jesus.
Oh my God. I kind of am with you, though.
Thanks for calling.
Not as militant.
I love that she goes, you know, people are reading into this too much.
Right.
By the way, I hate flowers because flowers die. So does love die? Well, who's the one reading into things now? Oh, my God. Hi, good morning. Hi, good morning. What's your take?
As long as my boyfriend was buying me flowers, if he never bought his girlfriend flowers, I'd be a little peeved if he sent my friend flowers.
Right. That's a good point, too.
Right.
That's a good point. Yeah, so we need more information. We need more information overall.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
That's funny. Let's leave it there. That's a good point. If he's buying everybody flowers, then it's fine. But if this is the only person who he's bought flowers for, then where are my flowers?
Right.
Where are my flowers? And the mystery in the card.
Yeah.
What's in the card? Right. What's in the card? What's in the card?
That's a good one, though.
Yeah. All right. You want to let us know what you think? We'll post this on our Facebook page.